but your penis is bigger.
No.
Yo.
Hey.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I have not used this computer in, let's say, probably since Extra Life of last year.
Jesus.
So my daughter took the computer or the bedroom over.
They all do that, dude. So. I had to move into the smaller room in my house because we stuck my kids in a bunk bed in our old room, which is way bigger. Because my wife is too paranoid to stick him upstairs in the two fucking empty bedrooms we have upstairs.
Fuck.
Yeah. I'm
updating everything on my computer. I'm running a speed test with this new router I got. And holy shit, you want to know what my download speed is?
Yeah.
179.
Oh my god, I'm so hard. Yeah, mine's doing alright right now.
I only have 12 up, though, which is way slower than what we pay for, but...
Well, you only pay for up to whatever they advertise. That's how they get around that fucking bullshit.
Yeah, but 179 down is pretty good.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, dude, my mouth is so dry.
Yeah, I was like, let me update my computer, and let me update Skype, and that'll at least get this going. Microphone still works, that's good.
Yeah. You ready to go, or are you going to be a few minutes?
I have no news, so fuck it. All my news is completely outdated now from what I had.
Yeah, it don't matter. That's okay. We'll talk about some shit. I can send you a couple things of my news.
Nah, I don't want your shit news.
It's true. Dude, I had so much sex last night.
That's so much more than I had.
I only had the one.
That's so much more than I had.
It's our anniversary though, so.
Does your recording stuff work?
Allegedly.
Okay. At least you can hear me when I say things this time.
And yeah, it's not hear it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, cool.
I'm not going to open Steam because I have Binding of Isaac installed on this computer and that's all I would do.
Yeah. I need to open my drive because I literally can't do this show without my fucking notes in front of me. My intro would even be fucked. All right. I think we're on episode 194. I messed the show up last week. I love that that's what we're called out for instead of not recording for a fucking month.
What did we get? Did we get called out for something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I did because I messed up the I said 192 on the show, but it was actually 193.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what we're going to focus on instead of the shit content we put out. All right. Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning into episode 194 of Press A to Listen. I am your host, Smitty Schmidt, and joining me at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning is Pantless Steve.
Fresh off of poop.
Yeah, oh yeah, right? Right? It's always great when you message your friends and you're both pooping at the same time, because then you send the most ridiculous stuff to them via chat. Videos and pictures. Because you know they're looking. I mean, there's nothing else to do, right?
I don't even know what that thing was.
Huh? It was. Did you watch it?
Yes.
So apparently some dude had a strep infection, and when you heal from that, I guess some of your skin peels off, and the whole bottom of his foot came off in like one piece. Oh my god! And it was an old video. I just happened to find it on Reddit, you know, because that's kind of a thing. But to move away from this bullshit, we've played some video games, Steve.
Have we, though?
I've played a whole bunch of video
games. Oh, boy. Okay.
I know you have, too. Well, you played two games. Destiny. But I've got an enormous list of shit that I'm going to go over. Did I talk about How to Survive last show? I think
yes.
I did. Yeah, I finally finished that off. I just got to clean up some achievements. Live Lock's the same. But I started playing Prominence Poker.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not big on this game.
I think
slow.
Poker's boring.
Yes.
And this game drags that boredom out longer than it probably needs to.
Because of the presentation, you mean?
Yeah,
The characters doing their little things, and then the... I mean, the load times are pretty long, pretty lengthy. What I think the biggest downside of this game is there's only a little bit of single-player content. And, you know, on Tuesday at 2 o'clock, you're not going to find all kinds of people in a tournament. You can't just hop into a tournament and go. Now, every day they do events that, you know, cycle every 24 hours. But I've been playing the game quite a bit. And it was done by, or published by 505. All right, and we know someone at 505.
I don't know.
I mean, I said we know someone, not we like someone.
Oh, okay, yeah, we know someone.
Yeah. So, he's been on the show a couple of times. Dan Hevia is the community manager over there now for a couple of different games, and I think, Prominence Poker must be one of them, because he asked me, you know, on Facebook, hey, do you like this game? I said, yeah, you know, I play it. I think I play it just about every day. So he sent me a code, and it gave me 350,000 coins. Which, at the time, I had like 35,000. I wasn't really wanting for anything. You know, you just enter tournaments. You can buy custom animations and outfit your character to look absolutely fucking ridiculous, which is great. My dude, for a while, had a giant pink afro.
Yeah,
so,
all right.
So that's kind of cool.
That's accurate.
Right. I try to make it as lifelike as possible.
Yeah.
So he gave me that, and I didn't really want to spend any of it, but I think I might just hop in and just... buy just the dumbest shit that I can. it's kind of a mafia game, but you can choose to be in the mafia or in a biker gang. And I don't know the significance of that yet, except achievements. So right now I'm in a biker gang. I make my dude look like a badass biker with a pink afro. But it's poker. You know, it's Texas Hold'em Poker. It's free to download. I'm going to be doing some, you know, poker nights with some folks that we all know, GI Gamer and Two-Toe Timmy, Nardo Poloni, those guys, they like to play poker, but it's funner, you know, when you get a bunch of friends into a party drinking. So, anybody wants to download it, just hit me up and I'll let you know we'll be doing that. Have you played Earthlock yet, Steve?
I have not.
Earthlock, Festival of Magic.
Free.
It is free.
For the month.
Yes.
September? Yes.
Is it for the whole month?
I believe it was the game on the first, so yeah, it'll run through the end of
the month. It's a really good game. It looks beautiful. It plays okay, but it is definitely hard. If you don't like to grind, you don't want to play this game.
It is. It's a like an old school turn based RPG, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you can see the enemies on the map. And what will happen is when you get within range, they take note of you and start chasing after you. And you have, it's essentially a countdown meter. And when the countdown meter hits zero, combat starts. But if you push A before the countdown meter hits zero, or before the enemy hits you out on the map, then you get almost like a surprise attack.
Okay.
The significance of that is you see one enemy on the map, it's literally one enemy. So if it hits you, you don't go in and you're fighting three of that type of enemy. It's all just one. So what you want to do is you want to pull two, three, you know, four of one kind of enemy and pull it over to another enemy to get as many in the battle as you can, because every enemy that's in the battle with you multiplies your XP. So if there's two enemies, it's times two, three enemies times three, so on. And that's how you get your levels up higher than you would if you were just fighting, you know, one-on-one or two-on-one, things like that. I've had my party up to three people. I don't know if you can go more than that. I would assume you can go up to five, maybe four, but that's still you know, to be seen. I actually have to start this game over because I bugged my game out.
Oh, board. Weird! Not you. You broke a game
unintentionally. And there's videos out about this. What you
supposedly
do is, if you go into one of your characters, they have talents, which is basically as you level up, you can choose kinds of skills that they get, but you have to go down through. It's not really a tree. It's more laid out like a, I'd say a 5x10 5x10 card structure, and some talents give you basically slots where you can put. I want to call them materia, but that's not what they are. But they give you certain stats, like you know, increased speed, so you go, you know, more often. Your turn comes up more often. Strength, magic defense, things like that. Or you can get actual skills to use in the game. And then there's one other thing that I haven't got down to yet. But you have to go. That everything has to touch each other. So you can't just go to the bottom of these, you know, the row of cards and take any skill that you want. That you have to go in order. So there is a there's a pattern and a speed at which you can actually unlock stuff. Sure, you could get there faster if you just went straight down to a certain skill, but you're gonna limit yourself on these other things that you have access to. But what I did is where you put these, I'm just going to keep calling them materia because I can't remember what they're called. Where you put these little materia to upgrade your stats, you select one for a character, and then you see all the ones that you have available, and then the one that you have in that particular slot. If you push right bumper and go to the next character, you can just, you know, tab through your characters that way. But you go to the next character and you push B, it will give all of those stats to the character without actually having to use the thing. So you can do that 40 or 50 times and get one character just absolutely jacked out. The problem is where...
That's probably patched by now, right?
No. Where you gain certain skills, you also lose certain skills. So if I go to use the might skill, materia, it will give me strength and attack and defense, but it will reduce my speed, my magic, and my magic defense. I didn't realize I was doing this at the time, and when I finally saw the video for it, because I was actually looking for an exploit on how to dupe items, because I figured somebody must have figured it out by now, I found this video and went, oh shit, that looks cool, went into my character stats and looked, and my characters had like 500 evasion already, 0 attack, 0 defense, and 0 speed. And I'm like, what the fuck? I hadn't even noticed. And that's why, I don't know if you were in the party with me, but I was bitching that the enemies were going like 5 or 6 times before I even got my chance. That's why. Granted, they were rarely hitting me.
Your evade was through the roof.
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, I was only, I don't know, 3 hours in, so I'm just going to restart the game and know not to fucking do that, because I tried to fool around to get my stats back to it, and there's no coming back from it. You know, you end up with all or nothing. It's silly. So I haven't figured out how to exploit that to just jack my characters out yet, but I'm going to try. What
sounds,
else do we play?
Sounds about right.
Xbox Zelda.
Xbox Zelda.
Yep, that's the unofficial name of Oceanhorn, Monster of Uncharted Seas. The embargo lifted on this on the 7th, right?
Yeah.
All right, so they sent this game over. This game has been out on mobile and PC.
Steam,
right?
Yeah.
This game's fantastic.
It's... They make no qualms about loving Zelda and making a Zelda-ass Zelda game.
In the closing credits, I would be surprised if I didn't see, seriously, how were we not sued? I mean, you pick up pottery, you cut grass. At a certain point, you level your character up, because there are levels that unlock certain perks. You're shooting lasers out of your sword, but only when you have full health.
Weird. That sounds,
I know, right?
Like a weird
you
mechanic.
You get a master key in every dungeon you go into. I mean, it is grossly... a copy of Zelda in the best way.
And I love it for it.
It's so good, yeah. It looks wonderful. It plays really well, but technically speaking, the load times are good. There's no screen tearing. I'm really surprised that this game, and it's only like 700 megs, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a small game.
Yeah,
again, so, like this game fit on phones, so
yeah, it's $20.
15.
15 is a bargain. You're only going to get, I'd say, 10 to 15 hours of gameplay for 100%, all achievements, all everything. But what you're getting is really good. I think what happens is you'll hop into your boat and sail
15.
Island to island.
Confirm. Okay.
All right. You'll sail island to island a la Wind Waker, but you don't have control over the boat. Instead, you have control over the pumpkin seed shooter, which is your gun. And you just kind of shoot things.
You just dump.
Yeah. You shoot things that are in the water, or enemies might pop up. And I think that's the weakest part of the game. I really don't think that needs to be in there. It's more of a time waste rather than.
It's like filler.
Yeah, it's exactly.
It feels like, yeah.
It makes you feel that the world is cohesive, though, that it is actually one big world, because when you're sailing, you actually go in the direction of the island, and you have to sail around other islands and landmarks you'll see and things like that as you're going by. So that's there. But the fact that it's essentially a load screen, an interactive load screen, makes it, I don't know, it's unnecessary. I think if I could just load from one island to the next, that would be fine. I mean, there's no boss battles, there's no exploring, it's pretty empty in that vein, but the rest of the game is absolutely A+.
You can get XP, though, and
yeah, a little tiny bit. Man, I'm dying over here. That's what happens when
you
wake up
on
the podcast. I know.
We can all hear you.
I know, whatever. You all hear my voice, too.
Yeah.
Steve, have you played the final station?
I've played a tiny bit.
This game is fucked up.
Of the final station.
It's one of those, I don't really get into the 8-bit thing. But there it is. You know, it's side-scrolling, would you say roguelike?
I don't know. Yeah.
I've died a few times and it just.
It seems like you just, you have checkpoints and stuff.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
that
you
aspect,
start a new
probably,
run. But the point is, you are essentially a government worker, but you're a train conductor.
And it starts off just kind of like a management sim,
yeah,
more than anything. Like,
yep,
make sure these people don't go hungry and the train lights stay on. And
yep,
and it quickly turns.
Yes, it does. You find, as you're going from station to station, like Steve said, you have to pick up these passengers, and they all have different needs. So you have to feed some of them. If their health gets too low, they die. You have to heal some of them. If they're bleeding out for any particular reason or if their health is low, they can die. You have to maintain stuff on the train as you go to make sure everything stays working. If you don't, people die. And you get achievements for delivering, a certain number of people to each station. But as you're going through, every station you get to, it starts off more of exploration. You know, I found 3 meals, and that's what you use to feed people, and 4 health kits, and you can use those to heal yourself or heal the passengers. Don't ever heal yourself. I will tell you that. Just save them for your passengers. Because you run out of shit way too easily. Way too easily. I mean, there have been times when I'm not even halfway to the next station, and I'm completely out of food, completely out of medical supplies. So you do have to have a sort of ration mode when you go into this. Know who to heal and when. Otherwise, you're just going to get yourself totally fucked over. But as you're going station to station, some shit unfolds that you're not quite sure about. You're talking to other train conductors who are saying, are you at such and such place? What's going on? The government shows up and says, oh, yeah, you're a train conductor. We're really surprised you made it this far. Because you did, obviously, you're good at what you do. You work for us now. And they tell you that you've got to deliver some stuff. And then some
just
other shit.
Like the government.
Just like the government. Yeah. Other stuff happens, and pretty soon, I'm just going to call them zombies. Essentially, you're fighting off zombies. And you get weapons, you can do melee. Steve, you can do melee.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you any of this shit.
So they don't tell you anything. And I think that's the, just like, even like a loading screen tip, something, like a tooltip, you know, just a quick pop-up. That's my biggest complaint. Is
we were both a few hours into it, and I said, oh, I've had to resort to just meleeing people, and your response was, you can melee?
Yeah.
Yep.
Had no idea.
Yep. But I've got a shotgun, I've got a pistol, grenades I have now. I'm getting towards the end of the line as well.
Sounds like it.
I'd say I'm probably 66% in, but I'm at a difficult position right now because I've got 6 passengers, and 3 of them are bleeding out, and I have no medical kits to give them. 0. And I can't craft any because, you know, the certain thing that I need to craft just isn't there. It goes from 0 to 100 real quick, but in a good way, in a good way. It's one of those where now that I know a little bit more, I definitely want to do a new run because I know how far, I mean, I'm on my first run and I'm almost to the end. I've done a shitty job of it, but I'm there.
It seems short.
Yeah, I would say that. But I think the replayability is what adds depth to the game. I mean, who knows what gets added in? Because the game, it got some attention. It really has. For what I've seen, I don't know why it's gotten the attention it's gotten. but I mean, again, I'm enjoying it, but not at the level that a lot of people are freaking out about. I don't want to say freaking out because people aren't just going gaga over it, but people are interested in enjoying the game. So I'm wondering, what is there, you know, with the replayability? There has to be something. So I'm anxious to check that out.
Maybe more shit pops off.
Maybe.
The second time through.
Maybe. I hope not, because shit pops off and then it stays popped. the Rocket League patch came out.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next Rocket League patch so they can fix the patch that they just released.
Yep.
Fucking assholes.
Yep, they broke that game big time.
And Steve, you know what I think it is that the problem is?
I don't. What do you think?
I think it's probably just a memory leak. the longer you play, the worse it gets. We've tried moving the game internally, externally, you know, to our hard drives, but it just seems like you reset your Xbox or...
It's mainly a frame rate thing.
But... Yeah, and it's only when your tires are on the ground.
Yes.
So when you jump in the air in my case, to miss the ball.
It smooths everything out.
It smooths out, and it's really jarring, going from 20 or 15 frames a second to 60. Or is it 30? I don't know. It seems like 600 at that point.
Yeah.
But you stick with it because loot.
Yeah.
Did you end up getting your
no,
your crate?
I've still no. only ever gotten the one.
Me too. And then out of the one, I got fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Rocket League. Physics.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that you buy the keys, you get rare crates and you open them up and you get rare items and, you know, if you're lucky, you're playing with rare Bishop. So it's a fun time. I can't play it right now. It's that bad. And you know my love for Rocket League. I ask you to play
rough.
Every day.
Yeah. It's rough.
Yeah. So, but they say the patch is going to be released next week. That could be Monday. It could be Friday. Who knows? But they better fucking release it soon because I need a crate.
Yeah, I play as much as I can every day that I can bear it to try and get a crate. And I still can't even get a crate. Did I ever finish?
Deus Ex.
The...
Mankind Divided.
No.
You did not. Are you planning on it?
I would probably at some point will.
If I can sit around all day and do fuck all, then I might be able to finish this. But football's on today. So there's a chance that games will be set aside so that I can watch some football. I mean, it's the first Sunday of the year. It's, you know, football's kind of important to me. I enjoy it. Patriots aren't on until late, though.
I've kind of not cared about football this year.
Well, I mean, look at your team. Oh, sick burn.
Yeah. This little cheat.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, you're right. Might win something.
But I've gone pretty far into this game. I picked it up just the other day. I was at this point where I was like, you know what? There's nothing that I want to play. So I printed off a list of my backlog of games that I want to go back through and finish the story or clean up the achievements. It was 2 pages long. It was absolutely obscene, the games that I went through my list and said, I need to finish and do this and do this and do that. To the point where I actually made a spreadsheet of, all right, you know, with this game I need to finish the story and get the achievements. With this game it's just the DLC. With this game, you know, and I ended up shrinking it down to just a page of games that I absolutely want to go back through and clean up. And it's still pretty gross, but I'm going to start doing that every week. And I just said, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to jump back into Deus Ex. It's the most fresh in my mind. I know where I am. Start playing it. And it did. It grabbed me again and pulled me back in. That is a really good game. There's a ton of content, ton of side missions. There's a lot of fucked up stuff in that world. Yeah. And it kind of has sparked this thing in me where I want to go back and play the Deus Ex from before. What was it called? Human Revolution?
Human Revolution.
Yeah, so I own it on Steam.
Oh, I was going to say, I have a copy of the director's cut.
It's on 360, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I own it on Steam, so I'm just going to go and play it there, but only after I finish this other page of shit that I have. I've got to do cleanup on Xbox. I mean, I just hit, I think, 165,000 gamer score.
Oh, hey, I broke 300 I broke 300 last night.
All right, good for you. See, but that's the point that I'm getting at, is that you're at 300, Bishop is at like 12
million.
Yeah,
but who cares?
I mean, but your penis is bigger.
No. Well, yes.
Nope, that's going right at the front of the show. That's the best. So I'm going to go and do all that stuff before I start picking up another game to play. Plus, we're right on the edge of when all the games come out, all of them.
Yeah. So that's the tough. That's the part that makes it hard.
Yeah, my wife pre-ordered me Mafia 3 for our anniversary. So you know damn well I was good over this last year. So I'm pretty excited about that. I get the feeling I'm going to be into that game a hell of a lot more than anything else when that releases. Not to mention you've got Titanfall 2 coming out as single player now.
Watch Dogs.
I need to go back and finish that. That's on my list. I finished the game. I want to clean up the achievements. And then, how's this for a segue? The new Destiny DLC is coming out. Yeah, you got me back into playing Destiny. And you cackle like a fucking woman every time you see me on playing. And then you get upset because you're not on playing.
I think it's funny you're back in.
I mean, I take 7 or 8 months off and I hop back in for 3 or 4 months. It is a good game. It's still a great shooter. I'm starting to get my light level up again. The problem is when I hit this point where I feel like I've got nothing or very little to motivate me to play, I just step away. Simple as that. I am re-downloading The Division.
I have re-downloaded The Division.
Right? You heard it, folks. You heard it. So Steve will be playing The Division again.
No, I didn't say I was going to play it. I said I re-downloaded it.
That's fair. But they say that with a new patch, it's going to feel like an entirely new game, which is good because the old game was not good.
It's my one piece of news for this week, and you've now
good.
Just stolen it from...
Well, I've got some.
Out from under me.
Daddy's got you. So beyond Destiny, I've played the NBA 2K17 Prelude. The Prelude.
That is the game that broke me over 300,000.
I never finished 2K16, but now I definitely want to pick up 2K17. So this little thing they did worked.
Yeah, it's a free. It's essentially a demo / a jumpstart on your My Player career.
There's 1,000 gamer scores,
but it also has achievement points in it. So.
Yeah. 1,000.
That's pretty cool.
I've played for 25 minutes. I have 300.
Yeah. Well, you play another hour and a half and you can have 1,000.
Oh, I will. I've gone through and started buying attributes and gear and different shit for my player so that I get those achievements. Now I have to do a training thing and I think just finish out the story and I'm good to go.
The training part's the longest part.
It's... Yeah. What did you end up with, with your character? Was he the number one pick?
They don't tell you.
They just say lottery?
It basically ends with, they come out and they say, with the number one pick in the NBA draft, the 76ers select, and then it's just like pops up like, do you want pre-order?
Motherfuckers. Yes, I want to pre-order. Damn it.
But yeah, I like what they're doing story-wise this time. It's not the worst, most obnoxious bullshit that they got all the way up their own ass with the Spike Lee stuff last time. Yeah.
You get the feeling that your roommate slash friend, you're going to see him in the pros?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's every NBA 2K.
I thought he was going to be a year ahead of you.
He was 2 years ahead of you, I thought, right?
Was he? I thought he was... he was a senior.
He was a senior. Yeah. He was 3 years.
So you're both entering the draft at the same time?
That's what it seems like.
So if you go number one, he might go number two.
Maybe.
Like we did before the show. Sorry, that was just sitting there. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Steve. I'll stop talking for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the basketball formula is still pretty much the same, which is not a bad thing. I mean, they've kind of nailed it. They don't really need to do too much. They changed, I think, the way the shot meter looks under your feet, which I actually like the new way a lot more. Yeah, I like the way that they convey a little bit more information under your player's feet in this game. But I mean, as far as like gameplay, it's the NBA 2K that you either like it or you don't. But their presentation as far as the My Player stuff, it has me 100% more interested this year than it did with the Spike Lee.
The way they present that stuff anyway is head and shoulders above any sports game out there right now.
As far as like a My Player type mode?
Yeah. Yep. Now what they need to do is start throwing in, random events that happen after the main story. Because that's the coolest part. What's going to happen? You know, can you invest in, a business opportunity comes up. Oh, you need 1,000 VC. Sure. In 6 months, you might lose it. In 6 months, it might come back to you.
Yeah, so that's the part that we don't know. Because they do change that portion of the game up, like the outside of basketball portion year to year as well. And I am, intrigued to see kind of how they go about that. I didn't love the way last year's was once you kind of got out of the Spike Lee joint. But I guess we'll see. Yeah, I'm excited. I love these games, and I basically only play My Player.
Yeah, I started playing, I think, GM mode in the last one, and obviously fucked with the sliders, and I lost just any desire to play because it was so easy.
Yeah.
So, My Player is usually right where I sit. I know some people do the ultimate team type stuff. Yeah, it doesn't really appeal to me. I should go back and get the achievements for 2K16, though. 2K15, I saw they had at Target on clearance for like $6. If anybody's looking for that. Also, Madden 15 was $6. So if you're a couple years behind and you're looking for sports games and you don't like paying the ridiculous price when it launches, because it launches every year, just go to Target and go to the clearance. Right now is the time to go shopping, by the way, at retail stores in their clearance sections, because they're clearing everything out for the holidays. I picked up, where is it? Disney Infinity 2.0.
$6.74. Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah, I know. $6.74. It came with three figures in the base and the game. So, yeah. And my son has it. He's got a ton of figures. That's the other thing. At Walmart, all Infinity figures are down to $4.84 or 86 cents. And I think it was the $30 play kits. And this is for Disney Infinity 3.0. The play kits they used to be 30, now they're 11. So if you're looking to pick up figures, now is the time to go do it. I know Skylanders also had a massive price drop. They're just trying to push this shit out to make room.
They got
to
clear up shelf space for the new shit. So.
Yep. So now is the time to go and buy. Because, the stuff's already started shipping, I'm sure. And, quote, the back is starting to fill up. That's what she said. What else do you play? Did you play Battlefield 1 demo?
I played a match.
Did you? I didn't even play that.
And
zero interest in Battlefield.
It seemed cool. I don't know. I mean, it was fun. There's a whole lot of shit going on in those games. The weapons didn't feel, you know, like too prehistoric because it is a World War I game, but there was, you know, an automatic machine gun that I used, and there's obviously, you know, like single shot stuff as well, but yeah, I actually had a pretty good time playing it, you know.
Really?
Okay. It's one of those, like, sometimes Battlefield is really dumb in great ways.
Yeah. It's not conducive to the way that I play. It's the smaller maps where people are kind of bunched up. That's where I do semi-okay. And games like Battlefield...
That is not the case.
No, absolutely not. When people are spread out and I can't sneak around the outside of the map to get in behind them, I'm done. I'm not good enough to do it otherwise. You can't mess with sliders in a multiplayer game.
Try as you might.
Right. So, I mean, I use the Control Freaks, which, by the way, I have to reply to them for you, Steve. I know. It's on my list.
I played NBA, Oceanhorn. Madden. I have played some Madden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I keep hearing this. It's a really good game.
Yeah, it seems like it's solid.
Except for the glitches.
Are there glitches? I don't know.
Yeah, if you...
Of course you know.
If the opponent kicks a field goal and it's short and your player catches it in the end zone, they automatically give you a touchdown. I know these have been patched.
Can't be.
It was. Also, if you catch the ball in the end zone, step out, and then go back in, it automatically gives you a touchdown. There was a couple others that you actually had to physically try to do them in order to make them to work. But, I mean, something like that would obviously ruin online play.
Yeah, I have not seen anything weird like that.
Yeah, they patched it very quickly. I mean, I know they quote, put the same game out every year, but this year, particularly, I know the announcers, they're patching in new...
There's dialogue every
audio,
week.
Right. Every single week. And they talk about current events. Like, they're talking about Kaepernick taking a knee during the national anthem, which we're not going to discuss on this fucking podcast because I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. But stuff like that is going to be in there. So they've thrown money, time, and energy into updating this game and keeping it going. So good on them. I mean... At this point, I don't see how you can maintain it's the same game every year, because it is not. Trust me, I've played Madden 15 and 16, and they are two different games.
Yeah, it's not just roster updates, and you know, they kind of tinker with certain things, and much like the actual NFL, I find it almost impossible to run in this game. It is a passing league, and this has turned into a passing game.
Which is why I do well when I play against people, because I slow the game way down and it drives them nuts.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, they started with it last year, but just kind of adding a different type of physics model. Like, mass has a lot more to do with it. Like, your smaller guys are going to be able to kind of make these cuts and moves a little bit quicker than, like, a big lumbering running back. And if you try and play the game that way with a bigger character, they'll do it, but it's just really slow and it's not kind of advantageous to what you're looking to do. So it really does, you know, bring that level of realism up another notch. But running is tough, much like in the NFL, like the holes in the line close up quick. And if you're not there when it happens, you're not gaining yards, and it's, which I guess, hey, like, that's what football is, right? Like,
yeah.
But it makes it so, like, well, I'm just going to fucking throw the ball every down now, because and that's kind of what the NFL is, right?
Well, and just like the NFL, if you don't really have a running game because you need a stud running back, you can go with those short passes and those screens, and those work just as well.
Yeah, just chip away that way.
Right.
But yeah, it looks good. It runs well. The online seems stable from the get-go, which has always been an issue with Madden.
Oh, really? See, I never play online.
Their online is generally very shaky at launch. And that is not the case with this one. It seems like it has been good to go from the start. All the modes you expect are back. Ultimate Team's there. The Draft Champions thing is there. You can do Draft Champions online and like a season mode type thing now. It's all really neat. It's Madden, right? Like, is what it is. But it feels like this one's kind of a step forward, like a whole step forward versus a half step. Just with the physics model that they're using, but also a lot of their presentation. And they'll take like commercial breaks and Freeze the Kicker is back. The kick meter is different now.
I like this kick meter
better. I do not.
Really? No. Oh, wait. You're talking. When I say kick meter, I mean 16.
Oh, no. It is a 3-button click now.
Yeah.
So
No, thank you.
I don't like that.
But, I mean, how many missed kicks did you have the other way? So I want to have an element of, shit's messed up.
Yeah, and excuse me, I'm a mess too.
See? This is what happens when you record early and you're old as shit.
But I've had missed kicks already, and so I guess working as intended, if that's what they're going for. But yeah, I don't know.
Now, one thing I will say, Madden, the player model movement is typically has been fantastic as they've updated throughout the years. Playing NBA, the 2K series, it always feels a little skatey, where you move a little bit and you end up like 5 or 6 feet past where you wanted to be.
Which one does?
That's the NBA series.
But yeah, okay, yeah.
So with Madden, it's more precise. And I guess it has to be, just because, you have to know right where you're hitting and where you're, blocking or running or juking, things like that. Where in basketball, if you go for a steal, they want you to be penalized for it. And that's why you end up 6 feet past and the dude can drive right to the hole. Whereas, you would expect you go for a steal and you're still within reach to play defense. So I understand why it's that way. I don't think it's any technical aspect. I think it's designed that way to add an element of risk reward.
Yeah,
you might get the steal or you might just get burned.
Yeah,
so that's one thing I certainly wanted to mention. With the difference here. So,
I have played this little game called Attack on Titan. Anime games.
Yep, because you smoke weed.
This is the most anime game of all the anime games.
Really? The most? The most anime game of
all
anime
the
games.
Anime games. Yeah. So I came into this not really being familiar with Attack on Titan. Like, I kind of knew what it was. Like, it seems like there's like this school. I don't know if these kids are gifted, how they end up there, but they go there to learn to kill these giant naked men that are running around. They're not really men, right? Like, they don't have private parts. They're
smooth.
They're smooth.
Oh.
So but they are giant naked. These are the Titans, giant naked smoothies.
Right. We will not assign a sexual gender.
And they're basically, like, they eat people, right? And so they've been terrorizing this kind of village that you live in.
Wait, so is this, because Attack on Titan is an actual series.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's some definite underlying sexual tones here.
Sure, you could say that. So this seems like it's probably like the most adult themed anime. At least that's kind of what I've heard. They're not like Dragon Ball characters where they're just fighting each other and blowing up the world, right? Like, yeah, there's naked people, smoothies, and they're
smoothies.
They're literally like they're eating people, so it's very violent. There's a lot of blood in this one. But you have like these kind of, I guess they're like little Spider-Man like rocket launcher things on your hips, right? And they shoot spears out. And so you use those to essentially shoot the spears like diagonal into buildings, and then they kind of, retract in, and that propels you forward. So you're jetting through the air, shooting these spears into things. So it's kind of got Spider-Man movement to it. Like it feels that way. If there's nothing to lock onto, you will just land on the ground. So you kind of want to move yourself in the air so you can kind of keep your momentum going. And the game ultimately is a Musou game. So think, like Dynasty Warriors, that type of thing. But instead of just hundreds and hundreds of dudes on screen, there's, you know, four or five of these big, titans that smoothies. You have to go, yeah, smoothies. And so as you kind of get through it, there's like little side objectives that you can kind of fly to that it all involves just basically killing these titans. And so you're in the air and you can like switch to a battle mode. You lock on to one of five body parts that they have and it auto locks on and you can kind of flip between them. It's actually pretty easy to kind of get a.
Is the smooth spot a target?
No.
Oh, okay.
So you can.
I would expect that's why they're smooth, but.
The only way to kill them is you have to cut the nape of their neck.
Oh, but you have to get them down before you can.
So some of the like smaller ones, you can kind of just target the nape and go right in. Some of the like bigger ones, or there's like quicker ones, and they'll kind of turn around, so you won't be able to really get behind them to get where you need to be. Or they'll grab you out of the air, like as you're kind of jetting in. And you know, they grab you, then they try and eat you and you have to butt bash your way out of it. So you can target their legs and arms as well. So you can cut their arms off. And then that way the ones that would be able to kind of grab you out of the air, they can't grab you, or you can cut their legs off. So the quicker ones can't turn around fast enough to not allow you to get to the nape, or you can just cut off all four of them and then cut their necks like I do, because
that's probably way easier.
Well, it just feels fucking awesome.
Oh, good. Okay.
yeah, like doing these things at first, like the control scheme's a little rough, right? Like it's tricky. The buttons are a weird place. It makes sense, I think, in the long term now that I've kind of gotten used to it. But there's definitely a learning curve to being able to, you know, get those, all these things together, the flying and then locking onto a target and then, you know, picking which part of the body you want to target and then charging in and then hitting the button to do your attack at that time. You also get loot. There's certain, like, so you can upgrade your swords, you can upgrade your jetpack, you can upgrade something else. I don't remember what it's called. And so you can get items to basically craft newer ones or upgrade the ones you have. You can craft better weapons off the bat. You can just find like a better sword. I think most of it's crafting more so than just like finding swords lying around, right? So sometimes if you cut off an arm or a leg, you'll get crafting materials as well. So they do kind of incentivize you to do not just go straight to the neck and just murder fools versus, you know, kind of cutting them up a little bit first. But man, it's super cool. There's 4-player co-op in it. I have not tried that yet.
Yeah, I was going to ask my next question.
Only crazy person, or the only person I know crazy enough to try something weird like this. The learning curve is tough at first, just getting the controls down, but once it's there, it's one of those things where it's super repetitive, like those kind of Dynasty Warrior style games are. But I think the act of flying around and cutting these fools' necks,
enough of a difference,
it's fun. It's fun enough that it doesn't really feel repetitive, right? Like you're not just kind of mashing X over and over and over and have a killed number in the corner that's up to 1,000. Like you'll go through like a whole 20-30 minute mission and have killed maybe like 12 people.
But
you've traversed through this environment and you're cutting people's necks, which again, I can't state enough how good that feels.
You're demented.
Yeah. But it's super anime. It's got a real good look to it. It's got a kind of like a cel shaded style art to it as well. And I really like it. I'd love to play it with other people just to see what that's like.
I'll check to see if it's at Redbox, but I'm not going to spend $60 on this game.
And I get it, right? Like, Not an anime fan, but I love anime video games.
I'm really surprised it's 60. I was expecting it to come out at 40.
It seems like there's a ton of content. Like, there's a full story mode, and then there's kind of like a mission mode that just tasks you with, you know, kill X amount in this time, or...
Okay.
And I think those... I think that... No, it's just... They're all... There's just, like, hundreds of them. So they find a way to, you know, reuse their environment and their assets to get that stuff. But you can get a ton of materials and new blueprints and super ridiculous gear by doing that, so...
Sweet. Well, again, I'll check it for, you know, at Redbox, but that's as far as...
These games generally... Don't stay full price for very long, because they make a ton of
niche,
and they move on to the next one as well. And then last but not least, I played what is potentially a top three game of the year for me. Maybe top, it's definitely top five, maybe top three.
Really?
We'll see how the year shakes out. But I played the Turing Test.
Oh yeah.
This is a first person puzzle game. Been compared to Portal, and I guess I kind of see the layout of it is very Portal-like, in that you kind of have a room, and that room has a, you know, that room is a puzzle, and there's a correct answer, and once you clear that puzzle, you kind of walk down a little hallway, and then you go into another room with a puzzle, right? There are not portals per se in this, so you have a gun, right?
Now the Turing test is a real thing.
Yes,
I've seen a lot of comments where it's like, if AI ever passes the Turing test, it would immediately be destroyed. But any AI that could pass it would know that and not pass it intentionally. You know, that type of stuff. So I guess they give it to...
And so there's actually a really good story in this puzzle game that plays off of exactly what you were just saying.
Okay.
It's one of those things where you're like, oh, cool, I'm going to play these puzzles, and then... You know, there's some really good dialogue that kind of comes in through like...
Are you AI?
Something. It's a really good story that...
Okay.
Want to ruin.
All right.
Okay. It's a really... Yeah. So, you know, like, it's not like dumb, like, comedy jokes like Portal had, which I'm not disparaging, right?
Like, right.
I mean,
you
Portal. Like,
you loved Portal so much, you bought Portal 2 for me.
Did I? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, years ago. I should play that.
It's really good. But yeah, I mean, like, so the layout, right? Like, the game is kind of, puzzles are built off of these nodes. And so your gun can store up to three nodes. And nodes are usually hardwired into, like, a door. And if there's three doors to open, but you only have, you know, two nodes. So I need to figure out, okay, if I put one in here, I can go through this door, but then there's a window, so I can kind of peek through that, suck the node out of it with the gun, and so that way you kind of have it in your gun, then you can use it moving forward to get through the next two doors.
Okay, gotcha.
And obviously that's kind of...
You said?
That's kind of... Huh?
Your gun can hold one node?
Your gun can hold three.
Okay.
And so that's kind of, you know, the very beginning, and it... It goes places with that. So then they introduce a couple different colored nodes. So there's a green and a purple, and they both blink, right? So they blink on, blink off, blink on, blink off. But green and purple blinks and then green blinks. So you actually kind of have to use that to your advantage, right? So they don't blink at the same time. So when purple's on, green's off, and then...
Okay.
And then there's a red node that you put it in, and it goes full power, but it starts to fade after a couple of seconds. So it's a timed one. And every time you take it out of whatever door or power supply you put it into, it recharges, and then you can put it back in, and you have X amount of time to do certain things.
Okay, so there's a good blend of puzzle solving, but there's also some time-based stuff.
Yeah, and the time-based stuff's not super... sensitive, really.
But it adds a finite level to it, right? That's gonna going to make you a little bit frantic, because that's nobody likes games where they're entirely timed. But when you add in a puzzle that puts it on a timer occasionally, then yeah, that's a good mix.
And so, like, there's some logic-based puzzles in there. There's, you know, just some kind of super obvious, like, oh, well, I need to open this, and then I can just shoot through the door and grab it, and then I can use that node to open the next door. The order that you put nodes in your gun could have a huge impact, right? Because you fire them in the order you pick them up. Or in the order that they're stored in the gun. So if you pick three of them up, the one you picked up first is the last one you can shoot, because it's the last one in the gun. So picking things up in certain orders, and they find a way to just mix all of these different things together in really smart ways for these puzzles, as it continues to go, and they do a good job of, without teaching you, like, well, purple and green blink. You know, they just introduce three or four puzzles with those colors, and then they get progressively more complicated, and then you see, like, oh, well, actually, they both blink on and off, but they're all in different patterns. So now I figured that out. I can use that to solve this. So now every time you see purple and green, you know, moving forward, that that's, you know, how those work. So they're really smart with teaching you, you know, the way these different things work. But yeah, it's just, it's a brilliant puzzle game. It never was too difficult. There are a couple optional puzzles that have achievements tied to them.
Oh, okay.
That are a little bit trickier and challenging. One of them I had to look up the solution to.
Yeah.
But it was all like, you wouldn't know this unless you did like logic-based stuff, because it was like an up arrow means that it's this and this, and a down arrow means it's this or this. And so then you're kind of going through and saying, well, okay, I need to have this or this lit up to solve this, but this or this and this together. And that stuff hurt my brain a lot. And I looked that up.
What were you saying when you hopped
in the party? Well, that one wasn't even, like, I looked it up and I had somebody explain, like, what the things were, and then I kind of tried to do them myself. And then I just, like, all right, well, what's the solution to this? But that was the only really thing I looked up, was that optional one. But yeah, some of the story stuff towards the end, or the puzzles towards the end, get really interesting. You can start. Actually, no, that's kind of a spoiler for the game mechanic changes a little bit, or they add another mechanic in halfway through that is again, like, another interesting twist on it. But it's super story related. You seem like if you know what the Turing test is, like Smitty just described, think of that in a story mode, and how interesting it could be. And
yeah,
I really like this game a lot. I won't say it's an easy 1,000, but it's like, hey, if you complete all the levels, you get a whole bunch of points. And then, if you do all the challenge ones, you get the rest of the achievements, and that's it. So there's nothing kind of, it's just, hey, solve the puzzles and here's all the achievements. But yeah, that game, like, I love puzzle games. The Witness comes out this week on Xbox One, and that's one of those
games. Oh, that's right.
It's one of those games that I really would like to kind of go through again, but I'm like, how much of this do I remember? Do I want to? Because The Witness is a game that when you start playing it, you have to finish. Just because, again, there's so many different puzzle mechanics and little things that the game teaches you as you go. And if you walked away from that and then tried to come back, you'd be at square one. You just would have no idea. But yeah, the Turing test is super awesome. It's one of my favorite games this year, easily. That and The Witness, weirdly enough. Apparently I like puzzles a lot.
But yeah, I mean, you always have.
But yeah, that game, it's real good. It's from the guys that made Numa.
Oh yeah. Yep.
So it looks absolutely gorgeous as well. They do real good work as far as engine work. But yeah, that's my favorite game that I've played recently. Played The Binding of Isaac. Want to talk about that? I'm determined to finish The Binding of Isaac.
Oh, 1001% or whatever it is.
Yeah. I think I could do it. It just takes time.
And yeah. As much as you're putting into it, I think you can do it too. You play it every day, at least every day. That's how you wind down at the end of the night.
Yep.
So, well, you want to do Metacritic game? We haven't done that in a while.
Sure.
All right, Metacritic game. I know everybody's excited that was is the best part of our show. Let's see.
I haven't used this computer in a while, but Metacritic still autocomplete.
All right, we're going to go back. Show VIP J. Rubel sent an email in October of 2015.
Fuck him.
We should read that. All right, Steve.
Nope.
Actually, I gotta pull up. Man, we haven't done this for so long.
Do you remember how to do this?
We need to start getting more Metacritic. We've only got like two or three now, by the way. So we've got to get some more emails in. So go ahead and email us. I know we've been real sporadic with show episodes. As the weather starts to get colder and we're inside more, we will certainly be doing the show. I'm not even going to say it. We've been saying it every week for 2 months, or every show for 2 months. But that's the intention. So, but the last Metacritic game, Steve, you won by 3 points.
Yeah, suck it.
Suck it, nerds. So, with this week's Metacritic game, Steve, I want to know, what's the Metacritic score of Crystal Defenders?
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Me either. It's from Ruble, so who the fuck knows?
So they're probably awful.
They're all awful, yeah.
Crystal Defenders?
I believe this was a 360.
Yeah. It had to have been like a dumb like arcade game, right?
It's what it looks like. The next two are one's an arcade and I think one's full retail.
I'm going to say 60. That's probably
Crystal
really
Defenders.
High.
Defenders. I want to say this. Was this an RPG?
I
like a JRPG type thing?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say 70.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You're giving J. Rubel a lot of credit there.
Yeah, I know, right? I've got to come up with a Metacritic score for Terminator Salvation. Remember this?
I
believe this was hot garbage.
This I played.
Did you?
This was back in my Gamefly days when.
Yeah, this was
real like,
bad.
I just played games for achievements.
Yep. So with this one, I'm going to say 52.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, I know.
So I'd be a dick.
Little known fact,
I
know. So don't you can Price is Right me if you like. I mean,
that's a good.
I was 10 away in the first one. It's not like it's going to come down to 1 point. Knock on wood.
What are you looking them up as you go?
No, I was off. I was away from you by 10 points.
10 away from me. I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm going to say 45.
Okay. And then, this is a game that I actually liked. I think I almost got all the achievements in this, or I did. Arcadian Warriors? Remember this one?
No.
It was a... almost isometric, but it was very cartoony. I want to say, like... God damn it, I can't remember. Almost Crash Bandicoot-ish.
Image search.
Don't.
No.
You're not allowed. No.
Oh, okay.
You can't use outside resources.
Okay, all right.
Fucker, you already did anyway.
No, I didn't. I was pulling up Google as you yelled at me, so I did.
All right. Arcadian Warriors.
I have no idea what this even is, so 50. Just go dead set.
I think that's a little low, actually. I'm going to go 65, just based on my own experiences with it. So, Steve, what was the Metacritic score for Crystal Defenders?
Crystal Defenders was an Xbox 360 game from 2009.
Jesus Christ.
With a
was 8 years old.
With a Metacritic score of 52.
God damn.
Looking at this box art, this does not ring any bells.
No? Okay. What about Terminator Salvation?
Terminator.
Needed to be like 53 for me to be in this game at all.
Salvation, not the movie. Terminator Salvation, Xbox 360, 2009.
Ew.
48.
God damn it.
Oh,
all right.
I think I just won.
I think you did too.
I thought that my guess was low, but it was low, but I thought it was way low.
Arcadian Warriors.
Is it?
Arcadian? Yep.
Dian. Warriors. I asked you, and then I fucking still...
I have to hit it straight on.
Spelled it incorrectly.
Or it's
going
to be a 69.
Arcadian Warriors came out for Xbox 360 in 2007, so no theme. 59.
59. Yeah, I think that one does me in.
What is this? KDN.
It was closer than I expected. That first one really screwed me, but I was 28 points off. Steve, you were 20 points off.
None of this game looks familiar at all. Yeah,
I remember this.
This looks like a game you would play.
Yeah, yep. For some reason, do you remember the game Brave? I think that's what it was called.
Brave?
Where you played the little Native American dude that had, like, magical power. It was almost like Cameo.
Brave was the Disney movie, wasn't it?
I think it was. What am I thinking of? Xbox 360.
Brave is the redhead chick. Disney movie.
What the hell am I thinking then? Not Prey.
Was it on 360?
Yeah. I don't remember.
I feel like
it was an arcade game.
Remember box art? Look at us frantically Googling.
I know. It's fantastic, isn't it? I don't remember. That was another game, and that I want to say, reminded me of Arcadian Warriors, just in the art style and the whole, you know, it wasn't top down, it was almost zoomed in. I mean, it was third person. I guess you could just boil it down to be that basic.
I don't.
Brave, A Warrior's Tale. Brave, A Warrior's Tale. See, I knew it.
Okay.
That was actually full retail.
Yeah, that doesn't. Nope, nothing.
That art style, I believe, was similar to Arcadian
Warriors. Yeah, it does look like that a little bit.
Yeah.
Screenshot.
So. That was during my achievement hunting days. Only I didn't do Gamefly because it takes so long for them to get discs up.
Yeah,
to
see,
me.
We had a distributor, like, I think there was one in Maryland, so it was it worked out where we
based
could,
on mail time, I would get two games a month.
I could send a game back like today and get a new one in the mail by like Tuesday.
See, that's awesome.
Or like two or three days
for something like that. I don't know. Maybe because my son would enjoy something like that. Maybe I'll sign him up for, you know, the one game at a time type thing. Depends on prices, you know. It just everything is fairly cheap at this point. I mean, I don't buy him full $60 games, but he also doesn't have a full slate of games that he can actually play, you know?
Yeah.
So. Anyway, we'll talk about some news. We're not going to be doing out this week anymore. What's the news?
Okay.
Oh, wait, I already ruined your news.
Hey, The Division. Hey, The Division realized their game was broken and pushed all their DLC back to try and revamp.
Weird.
Their game.
Weird.
I don't know. That patch is supposed to be out soonish, I think, too.
Yes.
So I don't really know how much, you know, they could have done or affected at that point. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's still going to be a third-person shooter, a cover-based shooter. I mean, it has to be. But I'm wondering what they're adding in. It's strange, man. That hopefully they're redoing the red zone. Is that what it's called? Not the red zone.
Dark zone.
Mm-hmm. Dark zone. Hopefully they redo something there. But I mean, there's something there. It grabbed a bunch of people. But you look at a game like Destiny, which is almost similar, but it's a little bit more Twitch based. You know what I mean? And they've had such a lasting appeal. I look at the people that were hardcore into The Division with me when that was all going on. Everybody went back to Destiny. Every single person.
I mean, I know we've talked about this and probably talked about it to death, but it's just, I think that Destiny respected their player base. And
yeah,
and
I mean,
Destiny's updates have gotten to a point where, like, they're updating stuff to, you know, better, you know, quality of life stuff for players.
Yeah.
Whereas, at least initially, it seemed like all of The Division stuff was so anti-player and anti, like, fun, right? Like, that it just, it drove people away. You know, like, those, whatever they're called, yellow guys that people would farm for guns. Oh, well, no. Now you can't do that, you know. Oh, you got this gun? Too bad. We, you know, it's broken now. And, like, there's balancing stuff that needs to happen, sure. But Destiny's had that stuff, I think, with, like, a sense of humor. Like, the loot cave. There's that.
Yeah.
You know, you can disturb the remain. They put a little thing in the loot cave.
They poke fun at themselves.
Yeah.
Yes. Anybody who can laugh at themselves.
And they didn't penalize players for that stuff either, right? Like, did the Division, I feel like they did something that they punished players for doing certain things, but it was like the game was broken. I thought they did early on. Maybe not. I don't remember. But yeah.
I don't think so.
I thought they
talked about it.
Maybe they talked about it and then were like, people were like, your game's broken. You can't punish us for playing your broken game. So, but yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I hope they kind of get their shit together. My biggest problem with the Division is there's just no end game. There's just nothing there.
Yeah.
There's nothing there, right? Like,
yeah, you're absolutely right.
Playing through that game and getting to level 30, like, was an enjoyable experience. But there's just, there's nothing there post that that is encouraging to do, because it's just kind of, all right, now go into the Dark Zone and get better gear. But hey, there's people
and
that...
I got all the better gear.
But there's people that have, you know, like, the griefing model that that sets up, it's just not fun. Like, people aren't...
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
So, it's weird. I hope they get their shit together, because I enjoyed, you know, the ramp up to the end game, but then there's just nothing there to keep it going.
Yep.
And that seems like most people's experience, right? Like, everybody loved that game, but then you get through it, and you're like, well, okay.
Yep.
Maybe they'll add something that'll bring me back, but that hasn't been the case. So, fix your shit, Division. I'd like to play you again. I'd like to like an Ubisoft game soon.
Well, Watch Dogs 2 is coming out.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm really excited about that.
So my news. Titanfall 2 is not going to be part of EA Access.
Yeah.
I understand why, and... You know,
I don't, right? Like, especially that those betas left a somewhat bad taste in a lot of... Old Titanfall.
I liked it.
And sure, like, there's people that came away from it loving it, right? But
I only played, like, a day and a half of it. And I said it was to maybe 4 or 5 hours.
But there's also certain things about it that discouraged. And the fact that it seems like they took away their best game mode is a huge thing. Like, that's not a day one for me now. Like, I didn't touch that beta because I was like, I heard the bad things and I was like, I don't want to experience this. Like, this is an old build. I'm going to play it when it hits EA Access. I'll play the final version and then I can make a decision there. And now that they're doing this as well, I'm just, I don't know. It just screams like, not a ton of faith type of deal. So I'm a wait and see. Like, I want that game to be great. Like, I love Titanfall 1.
Yeah, me too.
But, they're doing weird stuff with that game that's...
I don't know. I mean, I've got to wait to see if they've added that single-player mode in, so I can't wait to try that out.
How long is that, right?
Like, right. I don't know. I mean...
And there's no way that's $60 worth of content. That...
Not in single-player, but I'll play multiplayer as well.
Yeah.
You know,
at some point I will get this game, but
yeah, I don't play those games.
But I am not going to pre-order and be there, you know, day and date.
Right.
I can wait.
Okay. Fair enough. Firewatch is coming to Xbox One.
Yeah, I saw that was there, and I almost made that news, and then I went,
why?
I don't know. Firewatch didn't do anything for me.
I mean, it was at every PAX for 14 years, right?
Yeah. It didn't do anything for me.
I played it on PC back before release, and I liked it. The button scheme kind of threw me off because I was...
I don't think Firewatch is what you think Firewatch is.
Really?
Firewatch is that single player, you're in the woods with the...
Oh, you're right.
Game.
You are absolutely right. And okay, I'm thinking of Firefall.
You're thinking of Firefall.
Yep.
Which I think is shut down.
Is it really?
Don't know. I don't think they
I wouldn't did. Be surprised, just because it's really hard to
Firewatch is not what you're thinking of, though.
Okay. Well, then, I will check out Firewatch.
Maybe not?
Maybe not. No, Firefall's still going on.
That's is it Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking of Firefall.
Yep. Which, cool. I'll check it out. You know, it was news. People seem to enjoy the game. I'll check it out. Is it like a sandbox survival?
Nope. It is a story game. Some may call it a walking simulator, if you will.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Because I was that way. I can tell my wife I walked.
There you go. Perfect. Oh, this is the game for you. Right? Leave me alone. I walked. Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay. So.
What else you got?
Knock that down the list. So Smite is adding a new patch.
Smite's added a lot of new patches.
Yes, this one adds co-op mode, Steve.
Co-op mode?
It's where it's, I think they said either 5 or 6 players against waves of enemies.
Hmm.
Yeah, you start at level 7 with like 7,500 gold.
Hmm.
And then you just kind of fight your way through.
I've never uninstalled Smite.
Really? I just reinstalled it. They've also added a bunch of new characters over the last, year-ish that we haven't played.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going back in, and that's just for enjoyment. I don't worry about achievements when it comes to games like that because I'm not good enough to worry about achievements in games like that. So, but that's reinstalled. I'm going through and just kind of grabbing all the games that I think I can wrap up and finish. For instance, I now own Resident Evil 4.
You do. You're not going to play it though.
I might, but again. I have, I want to say, 6 or 7 games on my Xbox One that I've never even started. Which, I mean, compared to PC, that's nothing. I've got probably 150 that I've never even played. I own on Steam. I mean, when a game's $1.50, you buy it, right?
Yep.
That's like if anybody ever gives you 10,000 to 1 odds on anything, you take it, you know? So I've got a bunch of those games. I don't want to get into games that I've never started before I finish games that are almost done. It's a dangerous rabbit hole to get down, and I'm going to start wrapping up games. I'd like to do at least one a week so I can report back and say, you know, hey, I've finished this, here's what I think, that type of stuff. But I guess we'll have to wait and see. We're at that season again of games that are coming out. Not to mention, I took a look at all the preview program games that are available on Xbox, and I own like 80% of them. I think there's 3 that I don't own. One would be that Slime Rancher. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That one. Subnautica, I don't own, and I think there's only 1 other. But I own everything else. And there's no achievements for those, you know. But to kind of segue into my next piece of news, Ark, a game in the preview program, not finished, has released a paid DLC. And their claim was the DLC is entirely finished and polished, despite the fact
that... But the game itself is not.
Yeah, and people freaked out, and I think they were absolutely right to freak out. They came out with some bullshit excuse about, oh, we wanted to get this out first. That way it'll make it easier to implement all the other stuff, all the other DLC as we go. I think people freaking out about it and being so negative toward paid DLC in a preview program game is absolutely necessary to prevent or at least to deter other preview program games from doing the same thing. It's a shitty, shady, fucking dirty tactic.
Gummy, yeah.
Oh, it's... And if you have the DLC finished, I don't get mad about shit like that. Oh, the DLC's finished before the game came out. Big deal. Don't fucking put it out and charge people for it when your game is not even finished. Don't do it. I don't care how... And it does... It looks real good. It's $20 right now. You can buy the game, I think, itself for $40. Something like that. They've sold almost 6 million copies of this game, so it's a popular game. But now, this is step one in this developer being looked at as shady as fuck. Alright, because you've all seen the developers go down that path where they do something dirty. People freak out about it, they try to justify it, and then they keep doing dirty shit, and pretty soon you can't trust them. So they need to rein it in, figure out, you know, how they want to finish this game, make people happy. Psyonix and God damn it, who does Destiny, Steve?
Bungie?
Bungie, thank you. Are very good about being pretty transparent with the stuff that they patch in. So far, these ARC guys over at ARC have not, and that's starting to worry me. So I won't be giving them another dollar until they can earn my trust back. Simple as that. As much as I want to buy the DLC because it has dragons.
Do you think they care, though? Because they've already got your dollars.
But that's fine. They can not care all they want. They're not going to get any more dollars.
Yeah. Okay. And that, on Steam, that's like, it's like the number one paid DLC right now. So like,
is it really?
I think so.
The reviews have shown it as mostly negative, and you can only but leave a review if you buy it.
Yeah, but people are buying it.
Yeah. Well, then I mean,
fine.
Then it's positive reinforcement. They'll do it again, but they're not going to have my dollar. And frankly, that's fine too. They keep doing it. By me not spending money, it really only affects me, but it affects me in a positive way. It doesn't affect them. They're getting millions. Fine. Yeah. But they're not going to get my money, period. And then they, you know, eventually they'll release a new game, not going to buy it. Simple as that. You know, so eventually it catches up to them. You know, have you ever heard the you know, $5 might cost your company $1 million? Something like that. Yeah, I mean, there's a billion stories. The most recent, a dude went into a bank, it's this fisherman out in Washington, went into a bank, deposited a little bit of money, asked them to validate his parking. It was like $1.50. They said no. He closed his account, $2 million, and moved it to the bank across the street. See, it's that type of shit. I love hearing that, too. Oh, man, I get the biggest justice boner. You know what I mean? But it's that type of stuff that, I mean, treat your customers with respect, regardless of whether or not they're spending $10 or $1,000, period. Because you never know what that could turn into. I might win Powerball tomorrow. I'm going to buy that developer and shut him down. I'm just kidding. That's terrible. I hate seeing people put out of work. But I might buy him and send him in another direction, right? Steve?
You wouldn't buy them.
I'm not going to buy him, no. No. I'd buy that DLC, though, if I won Powerball. Oh, shit. You got anything else to add before we wrap this up?
No.
No? All right. Well, we are... it's Sunday. I think we're going to try to record Thursdays going forward. I mean, the past few weeks, there's always been something going on. Steve had some personal stuff. I'm lazy, so it's difficult. I mean, and again, days are getting shorter. You know, I'm outside doing more. I've mentioned this a bunch of times, but I've lost a ton of weight, and that's because I'm trying to stand up from the chair and get outside and do stuff. I've started doing DIY stuff around the house, building cabinets and shit like
God,
that.
Your whole house is
fucking
fall apart.
Awful. Well, the house is falling apart anyway. But that's the other thing. You know, my wife got a huge promotion at work, so now I'm kind of Mr. Mom here. Yeah, I do the... Well, she's not here, so I can say it. I do the cleaning and the cooking and the...
There's no one to argue with you.
Right, exactly. And then when she gets home, she has to correct what I did wrong, but I'm putting the attempt in. So I have less time to do stuff. And when I finally get a chance to sit down, and sometimes I just want to play video games, so I'll send Steve a message like, hey, we'll record tomorrow, and tomorrow turns into next week. So that's what's been happening there. Other than that... yeah, I think that's going to be it. Hopefully, we'll be recording Thursday night, but it is just about football time. So we're going to go sit down, watch some football, and I'll get this show uploaded ASAP. All right?
Cool.
Well, I guess we will see everybody in a week. Take
less
care, guys.
Less than a week.
Less than a week, right.
Let's go stuff.
Yeah, I guess. All right, guys.